Making a difference in our community is Trudy Canellis. Thank you, Trudy, for being a woman of influence in St. Thomas. And perhaps we can start by explaining how you got involved with the Rotary Club of St. Thomas.
So basically what it started with was I started out with the Rotary Club, started out catering lunches at their weekly lunch meetings. So I was there every week, got to know the members, you know, got to join them, talk, say hi. And Tom Brown, who was then the captain of the Salvation Army, he asked me to join the club. And I told him, I'm like, I'm not sure I have enough spare time, you know, join being in the restaurant business, working like 7 days a week, right? And so he said, well, just give as much time as you can. So basically that's what I did. I started helping out at different functions, wherever I could, the music festival, tour homes, the food trailer. And I really enjoyed the people of Rotary, like all the members, and giving back to the community. So then I just made more time to volunteer. So I'm very involved, of course, with Rotary still, involved with the Interactors, which is the youth of Rotary. And then I'm also on a Southwold Young at Heart committee. They meet, they're off for COVID right now. And then I'm on the OPP Police Service Board.
Yeah. Now I know when you were still running the restaurant, that one of the challenges was, time management, I guess, but what was one of the biggest challenges, especially when you were running the restaurant and starting to get involved in these? Was it time management? Was it
exactly finding the time was probably the biggest challenge that I had faced. And I think that's with probably anything with people is organizing your time, right? And so just to try and I'm like, okay, so not as much time to go do family functions, do this, you know, do the restaurant, work 7 days a week, and then go volunteer when you can, right? But I love that. And now that I'm no longer as active in the restaurant business, of course, I have much more time to be in more things besides Rotary and Interact. So, you know, it's great.
Now, what about advice for maybe a young working woman or maybe somebody in high school or university that wants to get involved, in your case, with volunteering and getting into helping out in the community? Have you got some advice that you can pass on to them that's helped you stay active with these efforts?
Basically, what's helped me, just any time you can to get involved, just do it. Even if it's just a little bit of time or more time, like, I think for me, it really makes you feel good inside to give back. Right? Because as well as these other functions, I have a few girlfriends and what they've done to help give back during COVID. Some of them live in London. So what we call it Tuna Tuesdays. And we just make sandwiches and snacks. And we have like water, juice, personal hygiene products. We go downtown London on Tuesdays and we just basically hand them out to the people that need it. You know, some of the people, they'll say, oh, well, we have no money. We're like, it's okay. It's free. Help yourself, whatever you want. And just that sense of giving back to the community, it makes it all worthwhile. So whether you just have a few minutes, lots of times, you know, you do your, as our district governor and Rotary would say, do your goodery, you know. So.
And one last area, with all the things that you're doing, Trudy, is there one accomplishment or one area that you're most proud of?
I'd have to say my Interactors, which is the youth, right, from 12 to 18, the ones that I mentor. I love working with them. They've just been able to accomplish so much. Like, their biggest claim to fame, of course, is their pony poop and bingo, where tickets are sold for $5. They've done that. I believe we started that in 2007, and it's something we do every other year. They've raised $25,500 for the Children's Hospital. So for kids, you know, and people, you know, they don't give the kids enough credit nowadays, right? And these kids are amazing. They hold car washes a couple times a year. Last year when we held our car wash in June, we were able to use the money and purchase a TV for the emergency department in the hospital, right? They donate teddy bears to the women's shelter. They do, you know, like rake and run and shovel and run, where they just do things and leave a little note saying it's done by the Interactors. So what I try and teach them is that you don't have to get paid for everything you do. You just do it for the goodness sake, just for doing it. So that's what I try to teach them. And they call me their gang mother, and they say, so I'm mom to most of these kids, you know, until they move on and I get more of them. You know, they wrote me little poems, you know, and stuff. And it's something that, you know, I've got posted on my wall and that I always remember from these kids. I just love them. That's probably, I have to say, one of my proudest accomplishments is my kid